several roots.
Okay. And this is a tree that they get maple syrup from.
It's a maple tree.
Okay, and if you had several of them growing together, you'd call it a what?
They don't raise that kind of country, so I wouldn't know.
Okay. So this is a large shade tree with long white with white bark and think leaves that are long.
Just the evergreen or the leaves shed off?
I think the leaves shed off.
That could be a water oak. It could be a post oak has white bark, and a white oak has white bark.
Yeah, I think if something starts with six.
Now, most people, where they will grow, like these live oaks, they stay green all the year round, but you won't find it in the north of this river here.
I'm just thinking of a shade tree, though. You sycamore, or what?
Oh, I thought you said oak.
No, this is
there's sycamore. And Zacharias claimed climb whatever, but I don't believe it.
Okay.
It's too slick.
Then just some of the trees around this area.
Could you just name them? Oak, cottonwood, hackberry, gum, elm, sycamore, and a few cherry, a little maple.
What about, this is a tree with very bright leaves. They turn bright red in the fall.
Maple will do that. I don't know any other kind or not, but a maple will do that.
I think you have sumac or shumac.
I've never seen one.
Okay. And this is a plant that if you has three leaves and if you touch it you'll get a rash.
Got how many? Three?
Yeah.
Oak will give a lot of people rash.
What about, well not the three leaves, but five leaves then? There.
I don't know a tree around here like that.
Not a tree, just a vine.
Oh, poison oak?
Yeah, there. So then, how many leaves does poison oak have?
I just couldn't tell you, but poison oak will sure give you a rash.
Is that the same thing as poison ivy?
No, poison ivy is a little thing going on the ground. It's a little plant.
Yeah.
And if a horse or cow and thing eats that, they just will get the undertaker.
Okay.
But poison oak runs up, it's a vine.
Mm-hmm.
It'll break you out. I can get all over the leaves on one of these. I get a bit of cut the juice on it, it's white, when you cut it, it turns black. Mm-hmm. If I get just a touch of that on it, it'll break me out.
Okay.
Vera Johnson, the fellow you all went to up there in the morning, he used to go in the woods around it. If he walked by a tree, it was going to break out.
Oh, really?
He got a scar on his chin there. Put that when he was a boy.
That's from
poison oak. That thing stayed on his face there for 2 or 3 months. It had to go to the doctor every day to do it.